Hey London, it's the weekend. And here at Now TV, we take your free time seriously. That's why we've got loads of the latest shows and movies. There's Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. Zac Efron plays Ted Bundy, the notoriously charming serial killer. Or plenty of glitz and glamour in the south of France, until things start exploding in the gripping drama Riviera. So whatever you're in the mood for, Now TV's got you covered. 18 plus month passes auto renew, terms apply.
Kathy from Godalming contacted us about our Too Tasty deal. She said that she's worried it's going to be just too tasty, and for the rest of time, all food will taste bland and boring compared to this life-changing taste experience. Well, Kathy, the two in our Too Tasty deal actually means you get two medium pizzas and one sumptuous side for $19.99. But we agree, it is life-changingly tasty. Domino's, the official food of everything.
End 16th June 2019. Subject to availability, participating stores only. T's and C's apply. See boring legal stuff at dominoes.co.uk.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yeel Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelorette Roast, which is in full force. It's in full swing, everybody. And here I am with my gorgeous little friend, my little sickly little friend, Ben Mandelker. Ben has not created the cold, but he's got it. But he did create The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a really funny cartoon that you can go find over on the YouTube TV channels.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Ben.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, baby. How you feeling over there?
You know, I'm feeling better because I'm actually drinking some tea out of a homemade mug that one of our listeners gave to me. She actually made it with her own, like, via pottery wheel and glaze and all that stuff.
So, oh, yeah. Those are really cool, those glasses. Mine has Bueller on it. She drew Bueller on mine.
Yeah, how amazing. So that, you know, and of course, how could I ever really be too down in the dumps if I'm here talking with my work husband, Ronnie? About Southern Charm, about, if nothing else, Southern Charm.
It's like the nicest thing anybody ever said to me.
Whoa, I'm sorry, but that's how I feel, okay?
Hey, everybody, what a day, okay? We've got Southern Charm today, but first, quick chill. Gonna do this quick, gonna talk really fast. Everybody ready? Ready to write things down? Live shows, here they are. June 7th in Milwaukee. June 8th in Minneapolis. That one is sold out. So people in Milwaukee, get your butts over to that show. Then in July, on the 25th, we're in Cleveland at the Music Box Supper Club. Then the 26th, the very next night, we're in Pittsburgh. That sold out. Thanks, Pittsburgh. And then the 27th, we are in Baltimore, Maryland. So everybody get your tickets. Nashville, we're selling super early over there. That's September 27th. So go get your tickets for that. And this is your last chance to buy our Straight to the Rosé and all Rosé All Day Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner shirts. And also, shut up, Bran, our Game of Thrones shirts. You can find those over at crappinsmerch.com, and you can find links for all of our bonus episodes, all of our live shows. This week's bonus episode was with Danny Pellegrino, Annabelle DeSisto, and Hannah Brown. It was like a little drunken party we all had. It was so fun. Go listen to that. And we're doing Crappins On Demand's videos. This week's video recaps were for Vanderpump Rules final reunion and Real Housewives of New York from earlier this week. So, guys, you can find links for all of that over at patreon.com. And thank you. Yay, shill done.
Wow, you really did it, Ronnie.
You did it. Snapping for myself very slowly. So Southern Charm, you know, nothing to worry about. The season looks like it's going to kill it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm so into it. I mean, I always love Southern Charm, but we had some concerns and just loved this episode. I feel like the season is off to a great start. And, you know, it's like sometimes when you're just with the characters that you love, they can almost do anything and you'll be happy. But in this case, they actually have stuff that they're doing. So this week's episode opened up, you know, we went back to the tradition that was started last season, which is that during the previously on Southern Charms, it's like interjected with random lines from Trixie Monocle singing her Southern Charm verses, you know?
Yeah.
But this time they like remixed it. So it wasn't just like, he's got the scandals to pass the time. It was like, he's got the scandals to pass the time. I was like, ooh, fancy, 2019.
Yeah, it was so good. They can use that song. I mean, wow, they've remixed that song so many times.
They've
it's
really
like actually impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing how the legs that that song has, the legs.
Yeah. My favorite is way, whoa, whoa, the kids go loco.
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So we open today with Catherine trying to make a phone call. And, you know, Catherine's in that state that I think we're all in now that we're used to having, like, our Siri and our Alexa and all that stuff, which is not really knowing how to do it without that. She's like, call Austin Kroll. And it's like, Austin Groot? No. Call Austin. Which Austin? Austin Kroll. Wes Austin? No, don't call him.
Did you mean the unemployed fuckboy from the past two seasons?
Yes. Okay, we're calling the YMCA. It's like, no!
This is an emergency. So, and so while she's trying to deal with that, Chelsea's on the phone just like talking to someone. I don't even know why I wrote that down. I wrote, Chelsea's on the phone.
I know, I wrote Chelsea and that's all because it was so fast. I was like, well, thanks. Glad we checked in with Chelsea.
And then Craig is on the phone. He's talking to someone. We find out later who it is, but he's talking to someone about a contract and he's like, yeah. So can we go over that contract now? And she's like, you're an attorney, so I'm going to let you do that. I'm like, your assistant.
And then we cut back to Catherine still trying to call.
Not Wes Austin. No.
I don't have a number for AA Saddle. I'm like, what? And that is so Siri, too. It's like nothing that it doesn't sound like anything I've said, you know?
She's like calling the extended stay in Austin that we were at. Hi, is Austin Kroll there? No.
So then we cut to Shep, who's with some hot blonde girl, and he's coming out of the shower because that's like his favorite. Shep is the only guy on Bravo who showers as much as Jax on camera. And you know that's the only time they fucking shower.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because quite often Shep looks so dirty, and yet we see evidence of him showering quite a bit. It's weird how that happens.
It's only when he can take his clothes off in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I think.
So, yeah, so he's with this random blonde chick and he's putting on deodorant. It's really a very appetizing scene. And then,
yeah, I didn't write down her name. I just wrote down, too good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Soon to be traumatized. So then, Catherine, meanwhile, she's finally decided that she's going to call Austin and she has one of those like enormous iPads that's like the size of like the Mona Lisa. And so she has that and she's like hoisting it above her head to get her good angle. Like the thing needs like a pulley and like a crane because it's so huge. Arm, there it is, my good angle.
So then Cameron's like, two pedicures, I'd love a mimosa, thank you. So she sits there and whoever she's meeting is late, so she's in a pedicure chair just falling asleep.
Yeah.
And this really nice classical music is playing in, and then like a fucking train comes over her head. Here's Eliza.
Yeah, Eliza Liza Limehouse, and she's like, I brought cocktails. I got kombucha. Yeah, yeah. Okay, how do I use this chair? Is this the remote for the chair? How about this? Would anyone mind if I just started singing? I brought some cymbals. I could start clashing the cymbals together. It was like, quiet, quiet.
Does this chair go back? Anyone? 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 And Cameron's like, Jesus Christ. Why am I always the one who has to shoot with these people?
Yeah. Why am I stuck with this? So then Liza starts telling us a little bit about herself. You know, she's like, well, being a Limehouse is like being Charleston royalty. I'm not John Racing Charlestonian. I'm on my dad's side and 15th on my mom's side. And yeah, so yeah, that's my life right there.
Yeah, they're all in politics. I can't go anywhere without seeing my name splashed on a fruit truck. Or a Briz, or, you know, you just can't get away from it. I like that they showed, like, a big fruit truck at a Ralph's.
I know.
Like, yep, that's fame right there.
She's like, I look at a Sprite can, and I'm like, that's half my name right there. So then Liza is talking about how her dad had an affair. What a shock. What a shock that someone from one of these big families had an affair. So he had a big affair, and it was, like, a giant scandal. And she's like, it was terrible. I mean, yes, the personal heartache and the lack of trust that I now have in men is terrible, but even worse, we got blocked from social gatherings, like parties we normally get invited to. We don't get invited to them anymore. I didn't even get to debut. It's terrible.
I know. Well, don't worry. You still get to see your name on Lime Trucks. So yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And Cameron's like, you know what? Can we just not talk for 2 minutes? Okay. I mean, this pedicure feels amazing because I don't even let Jason touch me. And Eliza goes, you sound like my mother. I was like, God. So it's super, Eliza's super dark and weird. And I don't know, but I think she's going to bring a really funny, spunky energy.
And Cameron's basically like, listen, here's what happened. You know, you came into that dinner party the other night and you overtalked and came on too strong. It was a disaster, you know? And Liza's like, really? And she goes, you know, I think that Catherine has a problem with me because I have a close relationship with Thomas. And Cameron's like, no, I think that Catherine just probably doesn't like you because you have a relationship with Thomas. Oh, did you just say that? Did you just say that? I wasn't listening. I was trying to pretend like I wasn't sitting here with a giant chatterbox on my 1 hour off in the week.
Yeah. Cameron's like, she's been burned by so many people, Eliza. And Eliza goes, I mean, none of us have easy lives. I was like, you're both sitting there getting pedicures right now. You have no fucking job. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So then over at Catherine's house, she's like trying to get some stuff out of the car. And Austin comes by to help her move some boxes out or whatever. And so we get like a little tour of her house, which is like this gorgeous 4-story house downtown. It's already furnished, 2,800 square feet. And Austin's like, wow, this is insane. This is insane. You could throw a hell of a soiree in here, actually. It's insane.
Yeah, it's like, it's really not this cheap to live on the side of town. This is like, what do you pay for this? Which is so rude. Mm-hmm. And she's like, out of this world. And he's like, how much? She's like, out of this world. And it comes on screen, $6,600 a month.
Wow. I mean,
that's nuts.
That is nuts.
And it makes me worry for her.
I got very, very worried. I was like, this does not seem prudent.
You know, do you know how many Amazon Prime boxes that is? So she's like, let's go to my courtyard. Welcome to my courtyard. He's like, you must be over the moon with this place. I mean, you could probably climb a stack of dollars that goes all the way to the moon that you're going to have to pay for this place. I mean, everybody's going to give her shit for this house.
Everyone is. Yeah, it's does not seem like a wise decision. Unless she's just like really banking on getting some Ravenel money, you know? Like she's just like sees a payday in the future. But I don't
really. That's a lot of teamy. Tell you that. That's a lot of poop to sell. And yeah. She's like, yeah, I mean, this is a huge deal to me. I'm moving into my first home. I'm accepted by society, a.k.a. Patricia.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you were sitting right there between her and her creepy son. She's like, gosh, I like how that sounds. I was like, I don't. What are you talking about?
So then they start talking about
me fly out there.
So then they're talking about Madison and basically Austin and Madison are exclusive right now. And Catherine's like, I hear you guys fight and everyone's talking about it. It makes me think of me and Thomas. And then she goes, you know, if Thomas had ignored all the bullshit, we would have had more of a shot. I'm like, just like a terrible person. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, if snorted hadn't, if Thomas hadn't snorted all that stuff that he was hearing. I mean, I don't know. It's just like, no please don't romanticize Thomas.
It's not, okay? There's no, please don't do a revisionist history. It's not you. Early. It's him. And it's not, he's not good.
So she's like, look, you just need to tell everybody to stay out of your fucking business. And he's like, but she makes me happy. And that's all that people should care about. His mouth just keeps moving like he's giving a monologue. And then we go over to Austin.
I mean, Craig.
Jamming to his ringer. Craig jamming
Craig,
to his ringer.
Yeah. Yeah, Craig is there, and Anna Hayward is on the phone. That's his operations manager, a.k.a. assistant. I was hoping that we would actually never meet her. I liked her being this disembodied voice on the phone, sort of like in that movie Her, right? Like, she could have been, like, Scarlett Johansson or something. So she calls up, and she's like, have you started anything you have to do today? And he's like,
he's just maybe. Sat down on the couch with a big iced tea and grabbed the remote control. He's like, it's like, maybe. So that means no. Okay. I'm on my way. And he's like, Anna is the reason my life is where it is now. Like stirring tea in a fur robe.
Yeah,
for a really long time.
We see an extended flashback of him stirring and stirring and stirring and stirring, like
in a fur robe. What is he wearing?
I don't know. And he's like, Anna really keeps me in line. And she's like, okay, I've got three checks for you to sign. And she's on the phone with him. Okay, Craig, I got three checks for you to sign. He's like, before we do that, is this my breakfast? And he's just poking a cinnamon roll that's right in front of him. She's like, yes, Craig. Where do you think it came from?
And why
do you think
it's there? He tells us, I need someone to nag me that's not my girlfriend. And so he tries to look busy for when she comes in.
Yeah.
He's like trying to set himself up at the computer, like, being productive. This is breakfast, right? It's like eating the edge of his laptop.
This is breakfast, right? Craig, just because something is physically in front of you and it's before 10 a.m. does not mean it's automatically breakfast.
Ow, that hurt. Why did it have icing on it if it wasn't my cinnamon roll? You got icing on it with your fingers, Craig.
Craig, no one told you to put icing on your ballpoint pen. Oh.
It's actually kind of delicious.
I like that it has a wet center. Craig, that's ink. So then we see Naomi, and she's driving to her work, and she's got Gizmo on her lap, and she brings Gizmo into the office. And I mean, I love Gizmo, and the way he walks into that office, he just like walks in and just heads to the back room like, hello ladies, I'll be in my office, thank you very much.
Sitting in a box.
Yeah,
I love when people pretend they can train their cats. She's like, come here, Gizmo. She's like, okay, Gizmo's just walking off a leash. Okay, Gizmo, come into the office. He's like, no. He just keeps walking.
Yeah, it was a pretty bold move that she basically just like took Gizmo out of the car and put him down in the parking lot. I mean, that's a bold move with a cat.
Yeah, and Chelsea's dad didn't have the dog on a leash later. And look, I know that that's how life is, you know. It's just that I can't because my dog is not good like that. I did not spend a lot of time training my dog. I'm a bad dog parent, okay? Mm-hmm. My dog will run right out into the street, get hit, like chase a squirrel. Like, it just makes me nervous seeing it.
Yeah. Well, Gizmo is very disciplined. No, Gizmo just like walks in and finds a box and sits in it, which is already like significantly more productive than Craig has ever been, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, at least Gizmo knows what he's supposed to do in an office.
Yeah.
So
I know. He's like, she's like, you're not going to try and eat the box? God, you're a step up from Craig.
So Naomi has started an e-commerce site called like La Baye. And
it's like, wow, really rolls off the tongue. It's going to be easy to Google. Yeah.
And she's talking about starting her own business and her own like little thing and how her family has an entrepreneurial spirit. She's like, my dad always says, oui, bonjour, comme toujours, bonjour, 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 blah, 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 blah. Which means, yeah, I still get out of bed.
Yeah, I was like, I think you just said frittata, but okay.
I'll just order escargot at your own restaurant.
And it says, yeah, but every day I still get out of bed. And she goes, I love that because what it means is, like, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. What it means is I'm not fucking Craig. Both literally or figuratively.
So then over at Craig's, Anna shows up and she's like, did you get drunk and order this gigantic box of beef jerky? And he's like,
I don't think so.
Did you? She's like, no.
He goes, I don't remember that, but you know, and then he like is like rooting through it, and he's like, look, and like holds up like three sticks of it. Well, it's not even beef jerky. It's that, what's it called?
It's jerky, isn't it?
It's jerky, but it's like not, it's like the, what do you call it? The ones that are like the sticks of jerky.
Beef jerky.
You know what I'm talking, it's a brand. I'm like, really?
I don't know.
Doesn't even matter.
So Craig's like, I don't remember, but I guess I'll keep it. She's like, okay, we've got a meeting with an accountant at 9, and W-9 we have to fill out. And he goes, what's that? She goes, you're W-9.
Yeah, she He's points like, to a piece of paper. Oh, it all makes sense now. So Craig's like, well, when I was in the Bahamas, I had a lot of time to think about the business opportunity that Patricia made for me. And, you know, I don't have any more excuses, but there's a problem because we can only make 10 pillows a week. And like, basically we can't accept orders anymore.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's like, basically we can't accept orders anymore until we figure out how to make pillows faster. The complex art of a square pillow. Meanwhile, people on fucking Project Runway have 3 hours to make a haute couture dress, and he's trying to figure out how to send two pieces of fabric through a sewing machine and put some filling inside.
And I was like, oh, and don't forget that Skype meeting. And he goes, about the pillow business? Is that today? You can do it, Craig. You can do it, honey. So Shep goes to meet Danny for lunch. I mean, Jesus Christ, Shep. Good Lord. It's like, can we have any more misogyny on this show? We all thought we were getting rid of the biggest misogynist on this show when Thomas left. And Shep is just really coming in to take, you know, fill in the space, fill in the gaps.
It's Charleston. There will always be misogyny down there. So Shep is meeting with Danny at home team. And she's like, Shep, I just ordered a game changer and I haven't had one in 3 years. He's like, gosh, with a floater? Gosh, I'll just have a pilsner. Gosh, I'll also have a burger. I'm like, Shep, please stop rhyming. Please stop rhyming.
He's like, want to split a burger? Okay, we're going to split a burger, but with no lettuce and tomato. And she's like, I want lettuce and tomato. Okay, we'll just put it on the side for that thing. And he's like, do you want tater tots on the side or mac and cheese? And he goes, we'll have tater tots. She's like, what if I wanted mac and cheese? He goes, I'm driving the bus, honey. Ugh.
She's like, ugh. Fine, tater tots.
You better also be paying for the bus, honey.
Yeah.
Fucker.
So they start gossiping about Austin, and Danny's like, I mean, how the fuck are they still together? Am I right, everyone? I mean, like, if my boyfriend had done that to me, and Chip's like, gosh, but what about her? I mean, she cheated on him. And she's like, after, he had a threesome. And he's like, well, sometimes good guys have threesomes. Triple gosh.
If I was there, it would be a foursome, quadruple gosh. And then they get a triple burger. Ugh. Does anybody in that town live past like 40?
I don't think so. I know that I definitely felt like I added 40 pounds just in like the 3 days that we were there for.
I'm not the food police, obviously. I'm a big guy. I'm not like sitting here policing food, but even I'm like, that is a lot of saturated fat.
I know. I also want to know what a game changer is. I feel like I've heard of it. Maybe I've even had it, but I don't think I have it. Whatever it was that Danny drank, it looked delicious, and I really want to try it.
Whatever symbolizes a woman getting the vote. So Shep's like, so tell me about this young lad Gentry. And she's like, he's hot.
Yeah, pretty much. Is that enough?
He's like, is he taller than me? No. Damn it. Is he funnier than me? Oh, damn it. Well, at least I'm taller. I guess I'm taller, right? He's like, so what's the next step in your relationship? She's like, this is what I hate. You know, as a woman, people make me define my relationship. I'm like, guys, this is what you ask Shep all the time.
I know.
I mean, Shep including, is a raging misogynist, but still.
Yeah, including right now when Danny starts asking Shep about Katie. And he's like, who's that? You know, the girl that you've been seen with? Oh, yeah. And then we see, like, a flashback, and it's you see Shep with the girl that he was, like, showering with, and it says Shep's girlfriend of the week below her.
girlfriend of a week, I think.
Oh, I thought it said girlfriend of the week.
Because he's like, I have a girlfriend. And it shows his girlfriend of 1 week.
Either way, it's still shady of the editors.
So funny. And he's like, you know, I'm just nervous because I really just want to be alone. She's like, you need to stop sabotaging yourself. Okay, you just don't want to be venerable. I was like, well, that's a new one. It's like I watched The Bachelor, so they can't pronounce vulnerable either. So yeah. I'm with you, girl.
She's like, you're being a coward. And he goes, oh, no, I've been hurt before. The year was 1997. The Spice Girls were all the rage. And they were singing a song called If You Want to Be My Lover. And it inspired my then girlfriend of 3 days to be empowered enough to leave me. And I've never been with a girl ever since.
It really hurt. And Danny's like, that's why you're not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what? I'm still hungry. It turns out I don't like tater tots. She goes, damn it, I wanted mac and cheese. He's like, well, we'll just take them and give them to like a homeless person. She cringes. And he goes, are there homeless people anywhere? She's like,
She's like, I cannot believe I'm being seen on national television with this guy. And that, like, he's done no work his entire life and will still be 10 times richer than I am by the time he dies. Which will probably be in, like, 3 years based on that cheeseburger. So then we go over to Chelsea's new house. And she's with her interior designer, Kim, who, if you are a Survivor superfan like I am, you might recognize Kim as the woman who won the season that Chelsea was on. So I was really excited about that. Because Kim was, like, a superwoman. Like, she just like walked to that $1 million. She just like effortlessly was awesome. So like, of course she comes in and does like an amazing job with Chelsea's house. Of course Kim would do that.
Yeah. And she's brought her all these new things for the house, like a purple or a orange vase and a little bird statue or something. And basically they're just talking about how Chelsea's so nervous and she did this whole house herself. Like she flipped this house or renovated it rather because she's not selling it, but
yeah,
she renovated the shitty little house and it looks really good.
Looks amazing, like so good. And then Chelsea starts talking about this guy Nick who she's been dating, and she met him up in Newport, Rhode Island, randomly enough, because he's a professional sailor. And she's like, yeah, I finally met a guy. I keep making her British for some reason. I finally met a man. I'll just make I don't know why I have this weird block against Chelsea that when I'm at home and I'm like practicing her accent against the TV, I do like a perfect Chelsea. But then when we get on the podcast, I like turn her into some weird British Australian hybrid.
I find the man who drives a truck, points
there we
the
go.
Box to dip, and I find that sexy. Like everything you said is disgusting except the truck part.
Yeah, the dip part is really not that appetizing, I have to say.
Well, I mean, I like chips and dip, so I'm forgiving that one.
Well, but it's a little different. It's a little different type of dip.
Yeah, gross.
Gross.
So then we go over to our hotel where we stayed.
I know. I was like, oh my god, that's where we were.
And I was like, we're rich because they're eating there on Southern Charm. So I went up to the rooftop grill for lunch, which we never did. I'm so lazy. I was like, that's another elevator. I don't want to go to that.
It was also cold out, okay? So we're like, no.
Actually, that's not true. Remember, I went out there for drinks with a bunch of people from the show, and you went to bed. Oh, yeah. That was actually a really nice place. I forgot.
I was so full from dinner that I, like, could not move. And I just, like, I didn't even go to bed. I just laid on the bed for an hour and a half or 2 hours, like, in the corpse pose, like, oh my god, I have to digest Charleston right now. Like, it has to get through my system.
Yeah, that was a lot of eating.
That was
so anyway, Cam arrives, and then she's meeting Naomi and who else? Danny.
Yeah.
And they're just basically like, hi girl, hi girl, hi girl, hi girl, hi girl, girl, hi girl. And Cameron's like, so how's the boyfriend? And Naomi's like, well, you know, he can't really come anywhere with me because he's always on call. And Cam's like, being a call girl's lonely, girl.
Yeah.
Hi girl. It's like, hi girl, just saw you, but hi anyway. Hi girl, hi.
And then Danny, by the way, has just gotten a spray tan. And Naomi's like, spray tan smells so... And Cameron goes, bad. She goes... No, distinct. So bad. Yeah, bad.
Then he's like, thanks, guys. Just saw Shep. He made me feel great, too. So
she's like, you're smelling Shep right now, not spray tan.
Yeah, I just hugged Shep on my way out.
Yeah, I I was within 10 feet of Shep, so I apologize for the scent.
So Cameron's like, guess who I was emailing with? And Danny says, G, that's what I call him. That's her boyfriend.
Yeah, Gentry. So basically, Danny and Gentry went over to Catherine's house to check it out. And we saw this really weird flashback where they were they were there, and then Gentry was like, all right, now let's go upstairs. He helped himself.
I think he's the real estate guy.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is he the real estate guy or not? I was so confused.
Yeah, I wrote down, that's what I call him. He showed us Catherine's new house. So I think she started dating the real estate guy that showed
that makes more sense.
The house.
Yeah, because he was talking with such authority. I was like, excuse me, sir, this is not your house. And for a moment, I thought.
It's just a man in Charleston. He comes over, and he's like, yeah, this is the closet. It's roomy. It's spacey. It's like, calm down.
I mean, honestly, based on what we've seen on this show, it's like seems totally like a viable explanation. Charleston man.
Yeah, Danny's dating the realtor who showed the house.
And yeah, and just to reemphasize, he is so hot.
Yeah. I mean, white blonde guy, I mean.
Yeah, he's hot in a way that looks like he's up to dangerous things. Like he's Lifetime TV movie hot, you know.
Yeah. So Cameron's like, is she buying it or renting it? And then she looks it up because she's renting it, obviously. And she's like, $6,600. Like, does she understand that's putting money in the toilet? Talk her down. Get a better price. And they're like, it's too late. And Danny's like, don't worry. She's young. She's 27. She's got the rest of her life to be on a reality show and get alimony. It's like, no.
Cameron's so excited to have something to be judgy about again. She's just so thrilled, you know?
Yeah.
So Cameron's like, now, y'all, did you see that Ashley got an award for being, like, Outstanding Nurse of the Year or something like that? They're like, what? And so they look at this video where Ashley won something, like, Nurse of the Year from, I don't know, Hoobastank University.
Polo Nurses Hoobastank.
Yeah, Polo Nurses Hoobastank University. And she's, like, up there receiving this, this award. And she's like, when I was 16 years old, I discovered my calling. I wanted to be a nurse, and I wanted to be what those nurses were for me the day my father died. And I was like, okay.
And she's like, okay, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea.
Take a good look at this award, because it's going to be in your life for the rest of your days.
This award is just a trophy award, and I thank you for it. So Danny's like, is this a joke? And then Cam goes, well, y'all, if she's getting an award for altruism or something, she can't be 100% bad, right? Danny's like, yeah, she's 100% evil, I'm telling you. She goes, yeah, but I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe if we met her before all this, you don't think she'd be different? I think I'm gonna text her and congratulate her. And they're like,
they lose their mind. I really would like to know where Ashley got that award from. I really need to know because I'm on like a research kick right now. Earlier today I did some research into Dr. John Sessa from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to find out. Well, because you know I feel like I've been hearing different things like, oh, he didn't go to an accredited institution, et cetera, et cetera. So. First of all, our friend Heather, she told us on Twitter that he has a doctorate in business management. So it's like, okay, fine. It's not like he is whatever sort of doctorate we were expecting. It's not what he has. And then I looked at his bio on the Vanderpump Dogs website. He got his doctorate from Argosy University. So I looked up that. So Argosy University is like a for-profit university, it's like a network of university, colleges and universities or whatever. And there's I didn't read it all of it because the Wikipedia page was long, but there's like all sorts of sketchiness in terms of how they use their money, et cetera. Think Trump University kind of stuff. And basically it closed down this year in February because of, it was ordered to close down because it was it's bullshit. It's a bullshit place. So
I'm totally shocked.
Yeah, totally shocked. So that's John Sessa's background, Dr. John Sessa's background. And I would not be surprised if our dear Ashley also got her nursing degree or her award, at least from Argosy's.
Well, someone on Reddit, Reddit's always a good one to check. I just checked Reddit and it says, I Googled it and it looks like this is a company award ceremony. So, I mean, I guess you could win an award the same way my company will announce top performers every month, but that's not exactly prestigious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, everybody. Here's what I know. Ashley won something. So, yay!
Miss Congeniality, I'm sure.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now back to Chelsea's house. She's preparing for her housewarming party, and she's really she's with her friend, and what's her friend's name again? I missed it, and I was too lazy to go back. But we've seen her before. She sort of looks like Mariah Carey, but like a short little Mariah Carey.
I don't care.
I don't care. It's her name. So she's like, I really hope this party stays pretty tame. Hey, my Chelsea's back. Woo!
Yeah, there you go.
Yay. Which I thought was funny because she's like, I want this party to stay tame. And then as we then watch like six kegs get rolled into her living room and like beer that's like at the cooler. And like, if you wanted to be pretty tame, maybe you should stick with some like wine coolers and like.
I know. It's like kegs and coolers all over her brand new hardwood floors. Why don't you go put that stuff on the patio?
Yeah. Why was that inside, Chelsea?
Yeah, it was bizarre. It's like, should we put a tail down? should we put some plastic wrap around? All right, little friend, come here. Come here, little friend. Just lay on the ground. We're going to put these kegs on. You don't mind, do you?
Do we need a designated area where ship's going to sit and we can put a towel down? I was like, you know, why do I love Chelsea so much this season?
So then Cameron comes and we get to see the house. And it is really, wow.
It is so
I'm so great. Jealous. I'm so jealous.
I know. And Chelsea's like, this is sort of like on the heels of her saying, like, I like a man who drives a truck and has likes dip and likes to go hunting and stuff like that. And then here's my porch where I can sit and listen to NPR. I'm like, wait, what?
So Cameron's like, let's take a shot, girls. I'm still hip.
Yeah.
But a baby shot. So they take a shot, and then everybody starts coming over. Catherine and Caroline come over, and
Danny and another Chelsea.
So much shit that I don't need to write down here.
But I know, me too. I wrote down everything. I was like, there's someone named Susan who's wearing a scarf. And then Naomi comes in, and she brings like a bottle of champagne or something. She's like, I brought you this. Someone gifted to me last week, so...
Yeah, so whatever. You take it. I hate it.
even the kid from the surf shop last week got invited. I was like, really?
Yeah, like, they're probably bros.
Yeah, probably.
They're surfing bros. Bro. Surfing community in Charleston. I mean, come on. So Madison and Austin come in, and did you catch the slight stink face Austin gave the house?
Yeah, he's not used to clean spaces. So he's
like, is that lemon I smell? Disgusting.
So he sees all this beer, by the way, has been provided by something called Island Beer, some brand, probably local. And Austin sees it, he's like, this is so embarrassing. I mean, she has to use another beer handle and it's not mine. It's just totally embarrassing. I can't believe this. I mean, it's insane. I feel like I'm having another little tiff with her right now.
Yeah, and he's like, oh yeah, it's really too bad, Chelsea, you can use mine. She goes, I tried, you're my first pick. And he's like, things kind of got hit a snag. I got hit with cost difficulties, and
costs.
did I put my beer on my beer business on the back burner? I'm just licking my mouth a lot for those who can't see. Yeah. I guess I did.
He goes, I probably did.
I'm just really embarrassed, which now I feel bad for making fun of him about it, you know, because no one likes going through the trauma of realizing that their parents' bank account has an end.
I know. Yeah. But also, at the same time, he doesn't even know if he's put his business on the back burner, which makes me wonder if it ever made it to the front burner in the first place.
I think that's just me. That's his way of saying he's waiting for his mom to start returning his calls again.
Yeah. That's like, I think he thought he was going to get a lot of, like, free shit, or you know, I think he's gonna be like, yo, look, I can't afford this right now, but we're gonna promote it heavily on Southern Charm and you're just gonna get all your money back. And everyone's like, no. And then she's like, yeah, I'm embarrassed. And it cuts to Cameron, who's doing that face. She's going, her face is basically saying like, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I love when she literally does that emoji of teeth clenching.
Yeah.
So
then Shep arrives, but he starts wandering to the wrong house. And then he like yells clearly at production, like, gosh, I mean, which house is it? I mean, oh, how many houses am I supposed to go to? What am I, a girl on a bike late at night?
So he comes in and everybody's directly on him. Cameron's like, so I thought you were bringing someone. He's like, oh, gosh, I got dumped. Yep, just me, solo again. And Chelsea's like, okay, well, we'll fix you a plate and go outside. See how I did that?
All right, everyone, we're going to play a game called Hammer or Nail. See, there's a stump in the middle here, and everyone has a nail, and you got to take this hammer, you got to hit your nail, and if you hit your nail, then it's awesome, but if you don't hit your nail, you got to drink. Anyway, NPR and dip afterwards.
Yeah, it's just Chelsea tricking them all into doing home renovations for her. I know. Like, wait a minute.
We call this game Shingles, and what you have to do is you attach shingles to the house, and whoever gets the most shingles done first gets a big hug from me.
All right, this is called weed pull. All right, you start pulling on a weed, and if you get it out in one shot, you don't have to take a drink, but if it takes you more than one shot, you have to take two drinks, guys. So inside, the guys are talking. Shep's talking to Craig and Austin, and he's like, "You won't believe what happened last night." I hate watching the guys on these shows eat.
Yeah. It's like, he has, like, mayonnaise all over his mouth
on these shows. It's disgusting.
I know.
He's like, "Guys, you won't believe what happened last night. I'm single now, so I bring this young lady home. Oh, I see you rebounded quickly, and we go on bikes, and I lost her. I lost her."
Craig's like, how do you lose someone on a bike? I'm like, I'm not sure, but you're also the one who got lost on that island and had to, like, dig a hole in the beach to survive the night.
Yeah, but at least he stayed with Catherine. He didn't just leave her alone. And Austin's like, dude, you have to think of someone besides your fucking self, especially at the beach, which whatever that means.
Gosh. So, yeah, Shep is like,
walked into the water. You know how dumb girls are.
Yeah. You know, girls, they don't know how to think for themselves. They hit water. They just keep walking.
Oh, do you let girls do whatever they want? Next thing you know, they're ordering mac and cheese as a side with a triple cheeseburger.
So Shep is like, gosh, I mean, I went home and like, I went looking for her and I look everywhere. And then I see this girl seven houses down. She rode her bike into a ditch. And I was like, oh, gosh, are you okay, you dumb girl? Oh, girls are so dumb.
And Greg goes, so she rode her bike into a ditch and you just kept driving seven houses down telling stories to yourself. And he's like, no. And he goes, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I mean, if Craig can read you, that's a bad sign.
When Craig is the responsible, mature one here.
Yeah. Shep was like, I was looking for her everywhere. I mean, I didn't start looking for another 90 minutes till I realized she was gone, but I then looked everywhere.
So then outside, Chelsea's got more games. She's like, you ever play Dizzy Back? All right, take this mop and start turning around in circles.
You ever play broom and stuff? You just take a broom and you sweep left and right and put all the dust into a dustpan and put it in the trash. Whoever does it fastest wins.
This is called hands on a hard body. Now you put some wax on these sponges and just keep going around and around. First one to remove their hands loses.
Hey, you ever hear of a paint bucket in house walls? What you do is you put this brush in the paint and you paint a wall. And you paint as fast as possible. Whoever paints the wall fastest wins a special thing from me to BD.
So inside, Danny gets on Shep. She's like, so weren't you supposed to have a girl here? And he's like, oh, gosh, she dumped me because she saw a picture of me and some girl on the couches. I mean, look, I told her I like couches, but I went home alone. Gosh.
Yeah. They're all like, okay, fucking Shep. So then it's like more like more party time. And Chelsea's like, people are spilling shit. And Chelsea's like constantly cleaning up because she has like six kegs in her living room for no good reason. And then her friend just goes up to Shep and just like, flings a napkin in his face. He's like, gosh, what is that? What's that crazy small tiny hand-shaped hand-sized blanket? It's a napkin, Shep. Please use it.
Don't try and get that liquid cancer near me again either. It's like antibacterial wipes for your hand. So Catherine's like, so girls, tell me the gossip. And they're like, what gossip? She's like, tell me. Oh, okay, it's you I want to tell gossip to. I'm dying to tell you, but I promised I wouldn't. Cameron's like, am I supposed to say it? Do you want me to just say it? Our little darling Catherine here and our little friend Whitney had a little rendezvous. They're like, ew, gross.
Yeah. And then Catherine has like a moment where I guess it's supposed to be empowering where she's like, the first time that Whitney and I had sex, like, he told me not to tell anyone, but then he went and told everyone anyway, and I was lying for him. So this time I'm like, oh, I'm going to say it. I'm like, okay, you go, girl, maybe?
And she goes, I mean, now I don't give a shit. And Whitney, if I were him, I'd be like, yeah, man, I sure did. A boom. This is exactly right. Why exactly. Is Whitney the embarrassed one? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So they're like, so how was it? How was it sleeping with Whitney? And she's like, it wasn't bad. They're like, real? Like, what? Huh?
And Naomi is just dying. She's like, I cannot. And she's like, well, you know, there's just so much stuff between them. And then you see the clips of Catherine screaming at him, like, you were with him in a strip club, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Which, whenever Catherine speaks above this level, you know that, like, the walls are about to start crumbling.
Yeah, exactly. And now Naomi's like, God, like, maybe Craig was right about Whitney sort of being in love with Catherine and being upset that she was with Thomas, like, a week after they hooked up. Like, as much as it pains me to ever give credit to Craig for anything in life, I might just have to do this now and throw myself off a pier. Sorry.
Yeah, Craig doesn't lie. You know, Craig's right, usually right. Unless he's saying that he was just lost and dug himself a hole to sleep in all night.
I think Craig actually specifically does lie quite a bit. I think that's one of the things he talked about last
season. Well, I mean, about other people. He lies about himself, but whenever he's, like, confronting the guys with their shit,
yeah,
it's usually not found out to be a lie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so then they're like, well, so how do Austin
now,
and
is Chelsea... he an astronaut? No. You know, other stuff he lies about. But.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, so how do Austin and Chelsea know about this then? And Catherine's like, like, you told them? Oh my. And then Cameron's like, Whitney's going to kill you. And Catherine goes, it was like the biggest, longest of all time.
Yeah, I just saw
it's like an old car coming to life.
So Austin and Craig and Whitney meet up for lunch, and Austin sees Whitney in his North Face vest, and he's like, what's up, McFly? Looks like you went overboard.
And he's like, oh, mother, you look like you just went squirrel hunting. Burn. Oh, Whitney won. Squirrel zero.
Whitney and mother vote Whitney. What do you vote, Austin?
So then Craig joins up, and they start ordering beers. And of course, they don't have Austin's beer. So instead, they order a Cooper River.
Whitney's such an asshole. He's like, what do you have on tap? Oh, shit. Sorry, Austin. That's a good one. So let's say it again. Go back and come back. Come back. What do you have on tap? I never get sold.
We're just going to order some Cooper River now, just to remind Cooper he's not on this show anymore. Hey, Chef, we found that homeless person you were looking for.
Whitney's like, what is your beer called? And he's like, Trap Hop. And he goes, Trap Queen. He's like,
mother, did you hear that? I said Trap Queen. Trap Queen.
It's like the oddest ball-busting session I've ever sat through.
Oddest and most forced as well.
Yeah.
But yet, at the same time, totally warranted, because Trap Hop doesn't... It's weird. It doesn't totally feel like it rolls off the tongue. It almost feels like Austin, it should be called like Tropical Hops or something. And Austin like was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it its nickname for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Trop Hop is what the users would call it. And he's like, I'm going to give it its own nickname. It's like when you try to give yourself your own nickname, you're like, no, that's not right. You have to let other people come up with it, you know?
Right. Like if I was actually born Ronnie instead of Rondel.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like any nickname that you've ever heard.
Too hard.
Any nickname you've ever heard in your life, you came up with yourself.
You're working way too hard for this one.
Yeah. I was debating, do I finish this thought process or do I just blow my nose? Because they're about the same.
This one really doesn't require that much.
Yeah, about the same in terms of quality of podcast content.
So Whitney's like, they talk about Austin being depressed because, you know, he sucks. And then Whitney's like, fill me in on the party, what I miss. And Austin's like, well, man, I want to know.
What is love?
Are you dating anyone? Because you and Catherine are particularly close these days. No. And Craig just puts his chin on his hand. And Whitney's like, oh, fuck you all, man.
Mother.
Fuck off. You guys. Mother. That's crazy.
Fuck them all. Right, mother.
And then Austin's like, yeah, Whitney's not really a label guy. And Craig says, yeah, Austin's just trying to force it. He goes, yeah, he's trying to force it. And Austin's like, you know, I just like the connection. I like the connection with Madison. They start talking about Madison now. They're like, why are you with this girl, Madison?
Yeah,
like,
you guys what's are so going volatile. On? Like, and the producers like pull out that video.
You guys obviously hate each other.
Yeah, and the producers pull out that video for like the sixth time this episode. Like, you know we're going to be watching that video every single episode. Like, Austin will be like, so I had a yogurt today, and then they'll just show the video for no good reason. This is insane. Madison, you're being insane right now.
You're an insane person right now.
So then they like, what? I don't know why. What? Someone said Debbie Downer. Someone referenced Debbie Downer. I don't know why. I don't remember.
Yeah, because Greg goes, I mean, we're not really trying to be Debbie Downers. And Whitney goes, who is Debbie Downer? Who is Debbie anyway? Yeah, why do they keep talking Debbie about Downer? Her?
Rachel Dratch is so mad somewhere.
I know. And Craig goes, apparently there's some girl named Debbie somewhere that really sucked one time.
It's true. So now we go over to Cameron's house, and Shep's going to come over. And so she goes out to her dock. She has a little cute dock at the back of her house, and she's going to check the crab track. She's going to check the crab trap, which could also be the name of this show. Check the crab trap.
It's like Shep's bed.
Yeah, it's all like, it's just slang for Shep's coming over. I'm going to check the crab trap. Oh, so when's he arriving? So he comes over, and she's like, well, I gotta see if there's any crabs, because that's gonna be dinner. So they pull up this trap, and Shep starts, like, going in with his bare hands. She's like, Shepherd! No, you can't go with your bare hands! It's a crab! It's gonna pinch you! He's like, gosh! I know what I'm doing! They're very simple. They're like women. Okay, I'm just gonna go in there. And he goes, he pulls out the crab, and of course it pinches him.
He's like, ow! Gorsh! Ow, gorsh! Gorsh! Gorsh!
It pinched me. Why did the crab pinch me?
Cameron goes, I've never seen anyone reach their hand into a trap. You are truly a moron.
Hey, mother. Is it a trap queen? Get it, mother? Call back?
So they throw the crab back in, and because he's like, oh, he reminded me of me. Defiant, brave.
Kind of drunk.
Needs another shower.
Did you watch that crab put some deodorant on? Wow. Sort of unnecessary, but it really spoke to me.
So Cameron's like, okay, let's talk about last night again. So Shep's like, oh my God, Catherine and Whitney, I almost fell out of my chair. Were you surprised? She's like, no, I wasn't surprised. He's a dog who just wants a bone. And Shep's like, so is she. I'm like, what is Shep? Shep is like so eager to equate every woman's deeds with a man's deeds. Mm-hmm. So interesting. Yeah. It's because it's usually the other way. It's like, why is the woman the one taking all the shit when the men are just as bad? Right. And this time it's Shep's it's opposite's day with Shep. He's like, wait a minute. Yeah. Why do the girls get away with everything? Yeah, girls just get away with everything, Shep.
Yeah. So Cameron's like, you know, what would happen if Catherine got pregnant with Whitney's child? And then now Patricia would finally have the grandbaby she wants so badly. And Shep's like, oh, that would be so perverse and wonderful. Gosh.
Yeah. And he goes, I wonder what the conversation they had after the sweat dried. Like, don't tell anybody. I don't think he would have done it if she and the mom hadn't become buds. Like, oh, mother approves. Like, does his evil fingers.
Yeah. So then they start talking about Madison. And apparently Madison walked up to Shep after, like, everyone was leaving, a.k.a. cameras. And she basically asked Shep, like, what's your problem with me? And I told her exactly how I felt. I don't feel like you watch Austin put deodorant on enough, and that's not supportive to a man. Gosh.
So what's the difference? I mean, they did the same thing to each other. Why are you so mad at her? And he's like, no, the person to do it, to cheat out of revenge, is more culpable, in my opinion. Yeah. And she's like, you are so sexist. And he said, oh, no, I would say about it the man if he did it. You know, it's about sex, but it's not about sexism.
Yeah. He basically feels like if you cheat and decide to stay together, it doesn't mean that then you get to cheat, like, as or to even the playing field. And if you do, I'd hope you'd be discreet because everyone in town knew. And it made my friend Austin look like a clown. Gosh. That was the aspect that actually really bothered me the most, because there's been nothing about the guys on this show and their sexual activities that has been even close to discreet. It's just, like, everywhere, and it's blatant. And why is it that, like, she has to be discreet, whereas all the guys can just, like, flaunt their shit around? That's what
and
really
bothered me. And also, the biggest hypocritical part to me is that Shep is always trying to make his friends look like clowns. Like, he goes out of his way. He gets so jealous of them. Yeah. He's always trying to make them look stupid so he can get the stupid girl, which he never does.
Plus, it's also not fair because, you know, Austin already looks like Fozzie Bear, so he's already like a Muppet. So to call him a clown, I mean, we know what he is.
And Cameron's just, like, sticking her finger into, like, the middle of her eyes, like, ugh, can't take that.
She's, like, begging for the crab to come back so she could just stick it on her face.
And that brings us to the end of Southern Charm.
A fun, fun time. Everyone, I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe out there and have a great time. And be sure to come see us in 2 weeks in Milwaukee. We're going to have a great, great, great time there. We don't know what we're covering just yet, but it doesn't really matter what we cover because we're all going to bond as one big, happy audience family.
Yeah, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Ramesh Ranganathan, and I'm just bending your ear to tell you about my brand new BBC Tea show.
Give it up for the Ranganation!
A topical comedy chat show about all of the things that are happening from the news, the country, the internet.
This is unbelievable, right?
To help me make sense of it all, they've given me my very own focus group. The bunch of fun, opinionated and passionate people from all walks of life. And of course my mum, who apparently has to be in everything I do now.
You missed a few things.
No, I didn't.
You did!
The Ranganation, available now on BBC iPlayer until July the 22nd.